An important aspect of coaching and mentoring is to build a person up, not tear a person down. In the job you are doing with the individuals you support, you are constantly going to be looking for ways to help them feel fulfilled. You're going to be focusing on strengths and building confidence in them as they work toward their goals. Your approach with your staff should be similar. To effectively build confidence, you should set clear expectations, set them up for early success, ensure that each employee is given the proper training, and focus on potential rather than shortcomings. According to author and psychology professor Jim Taylor in an article on confidence in Psychology Today, a mistake many people make in their understanding of how confidence affects them is to believe that it is something that they either have or don't have, and if they don't have it, they will never be able to get it. To the contrary, confidence is a skill that develops with awareness and practice. These steps can help you to build confidence of your staff and enhance their skills so that they can be better supporters and advocates for the people they work with.